same great is the name of the Lord. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is his glory and fame, and the same great is the name of the Lord. His ways, how wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord.
Great is the God of Abraham, and perfect is his law,
in majesty and in holiness, he rules Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same great is the name of the Lord. He alone is the King of kings, he alone is the King of kings, he rules Lord of all. How marvelous are the works of the Lord, how excellent are his ways, how wonderful is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. Is his glory and fame, ever the same, great is the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to thank you for worshiping with us today. There will be a brief deacons meeting following this service. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study to search the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what role does man play in election to eternal life? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will resume teaching from the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verses 7 through 12, regarding the seven personages. And tonight's study is titled, Michael the Archangel. The men's Bible study will meet Tuesday, February 23rd. No, that's not right. It's February, today's the 14th. 15th, 16th. Bear with me. It's a senior moment, so it would be the February 16th at 7 p.m. at the Veloz home. There will be a congregational meeting next Sunday on February 21st, directly following the morning worship service, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 70, verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee, and let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin our worship with hymn number 44, And Can It Be That I Should Gain?
Thank you.
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 115, Ivory Palaces. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 316, Oh, to Be Like Thee.
Please remain standing for prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, our Lord. And in this special day in which in America we celebrate a day of love, we are reminded of those words in the scripture by the Apostle Paul. There is faith, hope, and love, he told the church of Corinth, the greatest of all is love. We confess to you this sometimes in the heat of knowing you and trying to proclaim you, we speak about theology, speak about the truth, and speak about many things, and we forgot to show the people of the world your love. Please forgive us and renew in us that spirit. It's not that I am right and the others are wrong. It is I love them as they are, like you did to us. For God sent his love toward us when we were yet sinners, said Paul to the Romans. God is not waiting for us to turn around to love us. He loves us just as we are. And so, Lord, what a great challenge for all of us. We need to love our children just as they are, with all their difficulties and all their shortcomings, in the same way you love us. We need to love our husband, our wife. We need to love our friends. No wonder Jesus told his disciples, by this the world will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. And so, Lord, what a challenge to love one another. Each one of us have different personalities, has different makeup, different background, different race. But love should have none of that except the presence of God in our hearts and minds. Lord, we are far away from that, and we pray that as we study today what you mean by love, we seriously change our attitude and ask you to exercise the love that you already put in our heart. Thank you for giving us this church, who is a loving church, a church that is full of understanding that we were sinners, but now we are saved by your grace. Thank you, Father, for your word, the Bible, who help us to guideline our life, get closer to you, and be taught by the Spirit of God. Thank you, Lord. As a church, we do have friends in the extended church. They are in Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Minnesota, Philadelphia, Arizona, South and Northern California, Korea, England. People who listen over the internet and over the radio, 8:80 a.m., and the dial. People who cannot come here because of the distance, but who are here because are part of our body, listening to your word and listening to the praise of God. Thank you for that ministry, Father. Thank you for the ministry of missionaries, for Karen and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, for David and Denise Rode, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Martha Peretti, Dante and Maruja Rabines, Jose and Diane Avila, the San Valley Pregnancy Care Center, the Christian Athletic Association, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, during this week, we have some people seriously sick, Dr. McCormack, and he's here back with us, and we thank you, Lord. At 92, he looks good. Thank you for Anne Peretto, who is recovering from an arm, and we pray that soon we will see her here with us. Lord, our facilities are small, and some people have to go, and an extra room is set up in the church in the back. We call the overflow room, and they are watching this service by television, even though they were here. We pray, Lord, that you allow us to build that building who has been projected and approved and ready to go. Only you know the time, and we patiently wait for that moment when you sell this property and you will give us all the money we need to build the other building. Thank you, Father, for what you're going to do with us with power and might. So the people of this town will know that when we wait upon the Lord, he really moved the oceans away and make a way for us. Meanwhile, we have needs in our church, and your people supply for those needs abundantly. And I thank you for their love for you, because each offering is a sign of love toward you. So bless the offering and bless the giver. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. You may receive it.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the first epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Corinthians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1250. We will be reading 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the entire chapter. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am becoming a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abides faith, hope, love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for giving us the scriptures, that we may know the truth and also discern error. By your grace and your love for sinners, we are gathered here in this place to praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. After all is said and done, we rest in the knowledge that your love for us is permanent and it outlasts all our failures. We thank you for adopting us into your family and putting into our hearts our love for you and for each other. We know, Father, that all of this is made possible by the greatest act of love by the Lord Jesus Christ at the cross. We love you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with all wisdom and knowledge as he brings the incomparable truths from the Bible. Give us understanding here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD that we may comprehend and apply what we learned today. In Jesus' name, we pray these things. Amen. Would you please be seated?